across Wisconsin from Civic Media. This is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Along with Greg Bach in Waukesha and Brittany Merlot joins us as well to talk weather on this Wednesday morning, July 10th on Up North News Radio, unabashedly Wisconsin, brought to you by Courier Newsroom, carried by our friends on the Civic Media Radio Network. From up here in Chippewa Falls, where the Northern Wisconsin State Fair opens today, we'll be talking to Selena Heller, we'll be talking to Rusty Volk, who's been helping run the fair for many years, and Todd Alba is coming to the fair as well. He'll be up here to take his noon to 2 o'clock show across the Civic Media Radio Network from up here in Chippewa. Good morning from Tigerton, writes Rob. It is partly cloudy and 64, very busy with my lawn mowing job. Also battling allergies. Yes, I see people battling those again. The Starland Vocal Band Afternoon Delight was their one-hit wonder as America celebrated the bicentennial. I remember hearing that song at the fireworks. And I don't even think it's not even a euphemism when he talks about fireworks that there. Let's see. From Roger on Facebook, rest in peace, Joe Bonsall. In May 1981, this high school freshman watched the Oak Ridge Boys on stage at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Their most recent single, Elvira, had become their best-selling single. They performed it as their closing number to 5 standing ovations. Giddy up. Oompapa and Oompapa Mau Mau to Joe Bonsall. It was
love
such
that song.
Brittany Merlot joins us as well. Brittany, how are you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. I think maybe the allergies got me today. I'm a little under the weather, but you know, I'm excited for the sunshine and dry conditions the next few days. I'll say that.
Yeah, like I said, I noticed a couple of people who seemed to have been getting better, and then they weren't. I was a little concerned. Yeah, and you're like, oh, okay, I guess this stuff comes and goes, and here it is. Here it is again. I'm very sorry to hear that. I hope things clear up soon.
Oh, thank you so much, and I hope the best for everyone else, too, dealing with this. Not to mention, we have a little bit of wildfire smoke starting to trickle into the area.
I did notice that last night, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I don't know what it is between the two. I'm struggling out there, and I know a few others are as well. We do have a beautiful day in store, though. Calm winds, sunny skies, highs climbing to those low 80s. We'll feel a few mid-80s, especially off to the western parts of the state today. And I really just, I don't think we're going to see any showers or storms for a majority of us until Saturday. I really think we're going to sit here in a nice dry period finally with a high pressure system moving overhead and some summery temperatures holding on. Not to mention, though, that mugginess still does want to build in by Friday and into the weekend where it is going to get very, very hot and humid.
So what do you think of the potential today for what they would call the pop-up showers and thunder showers, maybe?
Sure. I'm giving it about a 10% chance for a few of those popping up. And if I were to target where, of course, this time of year, it's really hard. It could be anywhere across the state. But I'm thinking more western areas where a lot of the sunshine and nicer temperatures are going to be feeling. So a little bit of higher chance over there because a lot of clouds are going to hang on towards Lake Michigan throughout the afternoon. So areas, a better chance.
I was going to say 10% is just not going to get it done for me. It's got to be zero with that big high pressure system overhead. That's when I drop the top on the Jeep because as folks know who've listened, the one time I left the top down and one of those pop-up showers popped up right overhead and didn't just pop up. Here's a little green dot on the radar. Here's a massive red dot the size of Jupiter's, you know, a major storm right over the Jeep. And let's fill that puppy with water. And they did. And as you can tell, I'm still a little gun shy about the pop-up showers.
You must have a hard top where you can't just throw that right back on. But I will say, I agree with you. There's a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. So these pop-up showers could pack quite a downpour. So maybe bring that top with you.
All right, we'll leave the soft top up for now, but maybe later on we'll get a nice extended dry period. Lord knows we could use it around the state. Farmers and everybody else could use, you know, a good week of just knowing that it's going to be dry, and then we can get back to, you know, precipitation again. Brittany, feel better soon. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, 7:11 right now here on Up North News. On I didn't get to the National Day calendar last segment. Greg, it's National Kitten Day. They're cute.
They're really
cuddly.
They're great.
But I don't want one because they grow up to be cats.
Right? So thank you.
Yeah, see? A lot of people don't know that. It's National Pina Colada Day. It's Global Energy Independence Day. Today is Teddy Bear Picnic Day.
What?
It works for those who have teddy bears. It is here's an underappreciated job, but you get your own day today. Today is Transplant Financial Coordinator Day. So if you are helping people afford a transplant, good on you. This is your special day.
Okay.
And for the 10th time this month, in the month of July, we remind you it is Lasagna Awareness Month.
Oh, man. I need to pull up some dramatic music.
How do you come up with dramatic music about a lasagna?
Well, I mean, it's not about the music itself. It's what you put, like, you know, behind the music. You know, you as you're speaking over the tunes, how you make people aware of lasagna. It's important for those out there not aware of lasagna. Not only its existence, but its power, Pat. It's power to heal, to connect, and to bring together the people from all divides in this Lasagna Awareness Month.
It can do so much good, unless, along with being aware of the lasagna, you forget to be aware to spray some Pam on the aluminum foil that you coat your lasagna with.
Oh, yeah,
because
that
otherwise, you'll pull that foil off and the entire top layer of cheese. So be aware of spraying the tin foil as well. Or the aluminum foil. Just showed off my age. Who says tin foil still? Apparently people of my age. Lucky me. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair, as we said, going on today. It's a story that you can see in our daily newsletter. Sign up at upnorthnewswi.com and find out why there are not one, not two, but three different official state fairs across Wisconsin. In the headlines, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Megan Wolf, has been awarded an American Bar Association Unsung Heroes of Democracy Award for having, quote, significantly advanced the cause of protecting American democracy. All this is going on even as some of the acolytes of former President Trump continue to demand that Megan Wolf somehow be impeached or fired for things that she did not do for an election that did not have any irregularities to it. So it's nice to see a little bit of recognition come her way from a national group that wants to make sure that we have clean and fair elections, not obstructed by, you know, cheating from a now former president. There's another indication of why the events of the past week and a half, nearly 2 weeks here, should be taken with a bit of a grain of salt. I was looking at the presidential polling numbers over the past several campaigns. And I'm not saying not to do any polling. I'm just saying put it in perspective. At this point in 2020, Joe Biden was up by 9 points on Donald Trump. Nobody believed he was going to win by 9 points. Biden did win, but he won by 4.5%, not 9. At this point in 2016, Hillary Clinton was up 5 points. She ended up losing by 2, but won the popular vote. President Obama in 2012... was up 2.5 points in the polling. He actually won by 4. And in 2008, he was up at this point by 4 points in the poll, actually won by 7. So this is just all to say the margins can be all over the place between now and then. You don't have to stop the polls, but when you hear what's happening in the wake of any given thing, whether it's a debate, whether it's a convention acceptance speech, whether it's a trip overseas, whatever the case may be, it's just a matter of perspective. Former Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe passed away yesterday, and I draw attention to it only to say this. News and political junkies like me pay attention to guys like him so you don't have to. If you only heard about him once, it was probably in February of 2015 during a Senate hearing on global warming when, on this February day, he brought a snowball into the Capitol and into the hearing room and famously said that, you know, because of this snowball, it's proof that the planet is not warming. But of course, that wasn't all for somebody like James Inhofe. 3 years later, you'll recall that Senator John McCain had passed away. And there was a controversy because then President Donald Trump initially refused to lower the flag at the White House to half staff. And Senator Inhofe told reporters that it was John McCain who was partially to blame because McCain had the audacity to disagree with the president in certain areas, he said, and wasn't too courteous about it. So apparently did not bend the knee and properly genuflect to Donald Trump. And that's why you wouldn't lower the flag to half staff for a war hero. It was in February of 2023 that Inhofe, after leaving the Senate, told a newspaper in Tulsa that one reason he resigned was health troubles caused by coronavirus. And he said five or six others in Congress have the same problem, but would not say who and would not go into any further detail on who was being a COVID carrier around the United States Senate. As we look at others who are making news, we've got Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, who said in a speech a couple of nights back, "Some will say now that I am calling America a Christian nation, so I am. And some will say I am advocating Christian nationalism, and so I do." And I would make sure to put that out there so that we can respond properly. It is not. Let's be clear, Christian nationalism is not some noble cause in line with the values that established this nation. It is a threat to this nation, no different than if any other group said it would force our republic to adhere to their particular religious practice. That's not what we do here. And just because you're a U.S. senator doesn't make it so. We'll unpack more of the headlines after this. You're up north. Jessica Simpson turns 44 years old today, and I have a question. At what point are you properly sampling a song, like this John Cougar song that she's doing, and at what point is it just appropriation, and you've crossed some kind of a line? I'm not saying that this one does. I'm just saying that it makes me ask, you know, are you reimagining a song, or are you saying, I got these nice lyrics, I think I'll just put them to John Cougar song instead? What do you think, Greg?
I don't know. I mean, I got no opinion on this one, buddy. Seriously. I don't care.
It's all right. I mean,
if they were running around saying, yeah, this is our idea, like we came up with this great song, I'm like, well, you and Mr. Mellencamp came up with the idea. If you're not giving proper credit, but, you know, I mean, sampling. If it's fun, it's fun, and it got her a hit. So, good job, Miss Simpson.
good on you. For folks who've been watching on the video feed, if I haven't held it up close enough, I've put a post-it note on my brand new coffee mug. The post-it note says, "This space for rent." Because while I'm very appreciative of this new insulated mug that somebody gave me for my birthday, I'm sure they heard me talking about how my coffee gets cold if I don't put it on this little mini hot plate for the ceramic mugs. But at least with the mugs, you know, you always had something different. We've talked about Coffee Cup Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
where you'd find out, you know, what logo or this place that you went to or this sign. And this is just kind of a plain aquamarine color or whatever. It has no logo. It has no personality. So you can rent space on this Post-it note instead and, you know, reach an audience of tens.
Listen, and reach dozen of people.
I've told you to stop making jokes while I'm sipping my coffee. Pittsburgh hit 5 home runs off Brewers pitching, including a grand slam that powered the Pirates to a 12-2 shellacking of Milwaukee at American Family Field last night. Former Brewer Rowdy Tellez was part of the hit parade for the Pirates. The 5 home runs were a season high surrendered by Brewers pitching. Game 2 of the series is at 7:10 tonight. Tobias Myers puts his 5-3 record on the mound for the Brewers. Pre-game at 6:35 on Civic Media stations across the area. That would include, here they are now, WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN Racine Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, WISS in Oshkosh. Again, 6:35 pregame for a 7:05 start. And then tomorrow's game is an afternoon game, a 1:10 first pitch. Tony and Hayward writes on YouTube, that mug looks like a perfect carrier for a Civic Media sticker or 93.5 The Tap. Very true, Tony. Appreciate that you're always thinking about the marketing, always the branding. I'm just thinking about the revenue, too. I mean, we should be bringing... I should be earning my keep here, Greg. I feel like I haven't done nearly enough from a sales perspective. So there was my shameless promotional plug.
As I told Pete Schwabba last night on Nightline, you got to wet mama's beak. You got to wet the beak.
Were you on with Pete last night?
I was. We were having some technical difficulties. That was my fault. But we were having a good time. He and I get along really well. We have a lot of great chats. Well, I should say we've had 2 great chats.
I was going to say, I've had 1. I haven't been welcome back, so apparently it wasn't that great of a chat, but I'm glad you did. It's a great show, and we don't promote it nearly enough here as well. So let me get back to the business of promotion. Civic Media will broadcast special event coverage each and every evening of the Republican Convention next week during the 7 p.m. hour. Civic Media News Director Terry Bell will be live on location throughout the entire RNC to provide news updates and coverage of the convention. You can also tune in for the Todd Alba Show, broadcasting live from the convention every weekday from noon to 2 during the convention next week. And, of course, with the convention also comes the reminder that there is an election coming up. Not the November one, the August one. There is an August 13th election, and typically it would be just thought of as a quiet primary election for some places that have primaries to determine who's going to be on the November ballot. But no, this is now a statewide election of importance because Republicans in the legislature are trying to pull a fast one, attempting a power grab, and are attempting to amend the Wisconsin Constitution by putting up 2 proposed constitutional amendments. Both would essentially say that if there is federal aid coming into Wisconsin for the governor to distribute as needed for any given problem or circumstance, that he or she would now have to go to the legislature to get permission. Or in this case, because of this legislature's record, they would have to go to the legislature where that federal aid would then be bottled up. And the funds would not go to the people who are most in need. So to prevent that from happening, voters would have to vote against these 2 proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution in the August 13th election. So to find out where your polling place is, and to find out if you're registered to vote, or if not, to find out how to register to vote, and to see what else is on your ballot, because there might be a primary election where you are, head over to myvote.wi.gov. Again, it's myvote.wi.gov, and get all of that information so that you can be sure to vote on August 13th. I mentioned a few minutes ago that the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Megan Wolf, was getting a national honor. I neglected to note that that same Wisconsin Elections Commission is going to be meeting this week in order to discuss how to implement last week's state Supreme Court ruling reinstating absentee drop boxes to be used in this battleground state. The commission on Thursday will discuss what type of guidance to give the more than 1,800 local officials who run the elections. The commission needs to act quickly with the August 13th election just 5 weeks away. And the drop boxes, of course, will be back in use as well for the presidential election on November 5th. Four of the past six presidential elections, including the past two, have been decided by less than a percentage point in Wisconsin. The commission won't be able to simply repeat its earlier guidance that had been in place before the drop boxes were barred by the then conservative-led Supreme Court in 2022, according to Megan Wolf. She said that things have changed over the past couple of years. Drop boxes have been used for a long time in Wisconsin, but their popularity exploded in 2020 during the pandemic when more than 40% of Wisconsin voters cast a ballot by mail. More than 500 drop boxes were set up in more than 430 communities for that election. But since his defeat, Donald Trump has alleged that drop boxes facilitated cheating, even though he offered no evidence, and numerous reviews and surveys have found no cases of widespread fraud, vandalism, or theft that could have affected the results in 2020. So again, drop boxes are coming back. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will talk on Thursday about the proper guidance for local clerks in putting those things back in place. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Selena Heller, who's heading out to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. She's already been out there. We'll talk to Rusty Volk as well about running the big gig in Chippewa Falls, where I'm going to be later today. Our 7:34 now on Up North News Radio, coming to you live from Chippewa Falls, where just beyond the horizon from here on Lake Wissota, you can almost see the top of the Ferris wheel that indicates where the fairgrounds are for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, which gets underway today and then runs through the weekend here in beautiful Chippewa Falls. There's a great main stage lineup that's planned. Of course, all the food, the rides. But this is Wednesday at 7:30, which is usually our homeroom segment where we talk about educational matters. And so we're going to try to learn a little something, too, and see what the youngins are learning as part of their fair experience. To do that, we bring in Up North News reporter Selena Heller and Rusty Volk, an institution at the fair. I think that's actually the official job title is fair institution. Selena and Rusty, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Rusty, what is your official title there?
Oh, I'm this guy here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. They call the executive director, but a lot of people tell me what to do.
That's exactly it. Yes, that works out well. Selena spent a good chunk of yesterday up there, Selena, what's the news cliche? Preparations were underway for the fair. And
exactly.
Yeah, you can tell. I get excited about the fair every year. I like it. What was it like watching everybody get set up over there on such a perfect summer day?
Well, it's pretty neat. Well, the funny thing is, you know, when the carnival gets set up, they just pile their stuffed animal winnings, you know, in front of all the games, and then the workers put them up, you know. But it's funny, you walk around the fairgrounds and all these big piles of stuffed animals are just sitting all around. But of course, in the buildings and in the barns, lots of stuff is like underway and is really happening.
That's right. Yes, there's already things happening there. Rusty, I mean, this is a kind of a year-round thing for you, but especially in these days just prior to the official opening, I mean, Do you even write down a to-do list? There's got to be so many things that just you know by memory, or things that just come up. It's got to be controlled chaos.
Well, I've got my to-do list that I have, but I rarely get to it. in regards that things pop up all the time that really need to be addressed from all the different departments that we've got rolling. Things to get ready. Every fair is quite a bit different than the last one. And the setup is never always the same. I call it my gigantic jigsaw puzzle. And it's a matter of fitting pieces in that really don't have a relative place to fit. And you make it work.
You really do. Because, again, a fair is made up of so many different elements. And I'm going to come to the educational one in just a moment here. But let's start with that main stage, the Leinenkugel's main stage, where you've got, well, actually, Rusty, do you want to run through who all's on the main stage this week?
Sure. So tonight we got Mark Martel. He's the voice of Queen. He's a super, super, his voice is something you'll never forget. And he sounds so much like Freddie Mercury from Queen, it's ridiculous. Wow. So Mark Martel is here tonight. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night will be Lee Brice, our country art this year, Lee Brice. On Friday night, we have Ludacris was coming to town. And Saturday night, we have Charlie Behrens. Just so all the listeners understand that we have enhanced security in the Leinenkugel's Grand main stage and Northwestern Bank grandstand area, where we have bag check as well as scanners, no metals, a metal detector. So it's kind of like, well, it is. When you go to the airport, you got to take everything out of your pockets and walk through the scanner. It's the same thing, only we're letting you keep your boots on.
Got to keep things safe and yet entertaining at the same time. Selena, as far as the setup goes, I mean, we asked you to kind of keep an educational element in mind there, and immediately two different things come to mind. One, there's the education building, and you can see all kinds of, you know, artwork and kids reports and I don't know, maybe science fair experiments, whatever the case may be. And then, of course, you've got the showing of animals or other things that they're competing with. What were some of the things that you saw from an education standpoint and getting the kids involved in the full fair experience?
Well, of course, that's what it's really all about, is all of those kids. So yesterday I got there to meet one fair family in particular who was showing their swine. Christy Gotham is a teacher, and they live in New Auburn, and Whitney and Elliot are her kids, and they were showing swine. And so I got an education on swine showing. I grew up on a farm. We had hogs and beef and horses, but I never showed pigs or anything. So this was an education for me.
Well, wait, so let's get back into so you showed at the Jackson County Fair?
Yeah, just very little. And I was in 4-H, and mm-hmm. my mom was a leader, we called them at that time. She was a leader in 4-H. So I grew up, my family grew up in 4-H. And it was a great time. And what I learned yesterday from the 4-H agent, Jordan Blue, he's fairly new in the county. He told me that about 420 kids are in 4-H in Chippewa County, and that's one of the highest per capita. So it's a very big number of kids.
Rusty, you know, as well, look, we can talk all day about the food and the rides and the show, and there is so much there. And I guess I went into this thinking that maybe sometimes the experience for kids from education and from showing maybe doesn't always get the attention it deserves. And I wondered if you'd speak a bit about your own impression of, you know, what you know, kids and youth get out of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair experience.
Sure, Pat. You know, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is a little bit different than your typical county fair. And, you know, we have the larger rides and the bigger entertainment. And so that makes us a little bit different, but it's all agriculture. It's an agricultural fair. And these children, you know, and these kids and 4-H and FFA and even other youth groups are getting involved now to work on their projects. And the culmination of that work is to have it judged in a competitive manner. the work that these youth are putting into their swine, their beef, their sheep. You know, it's amazing how much they do work and how much time you put in order to get that animal to walk the way you want to walk, stand the way the judge needs to have it stand, showcase it, the feed, the information that they have to know and learn about for raising an animal. The cost of feed is very high. And what is the cost that you have into a small calf that you end up showing at the fair and selling at the fair? Those are the things that you need to learn in agricultural economics, as well as knowing how you're going to continue on. So it's important that we acknowledge those kids at the fair, in the barns, as they're going through everything, so that, you know, we can appreciate that. Come to the auction, bid often, bid high, because it's going to the kids.
Oh, that's right. There is the auction aspect, Selena.
Well, yeah, but first I have to tell you, so I talked with the judge who judges, this was for the swine, afterwards, after the show, and, you know, he talked about, he's also a professor at a university, and he said, I can always recognize the farm kids because they're confident, they know how to, they raise their hand when a question is answered, and it's just a different kind of kid. And all of that is interesting, right, Rusty? Because they have a work ethic, they have a different, it's just a whole general feeling.
Exactly. When you're on a farm and you're raising animals, you know, that's your buddy. That's your dog. That's your cat that you love so much. Only these are a lot larger animals, and there's larger care that comes in place with it. But it's truly an educational experience. And those, shall we say, experiences of raising an animal hold true to you the rest of your life. It's great that they can get into a rink like this, and that's going to stand with them forever, because now they have more confidence and poise that they can speak clearly. And I encourage everybody to go into the barns and ask them about their sheep and their animal that they brought. You'll be amazed how bright and how excited and how passionate they are. And that, again, is a learning experience that will hold them through their job careers.
And I think it's good to encourage that. And while at the same time saying that there are definitely hygiene and other protocols in place. You know, we talked earlier about, you know, there's concern about, you know, avian flu and dairy cattle, but before that there was COVID. And even before that, it was just making sure that people used the sanitation stations. And so you're still encouraging people to be, you know, part of the barn experience, but again, don't just, you know, don't be reckless about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as we built our ag campus with our new facilities here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, that was primary as to how do we showcase these animals to the general public, who clearly a lot of them don't have a clue of the details that it goes into these animals. So when we did build them, our animals all are dropped off and are loaded on the back side of the barns, and all the public comes in from the front side of the barns to try to minimize that exposure, cross exposure of going through the barns and catching some. You're not going to, you know, it's just that exposure to animals is something different. We're going to institute no strollers in the barns, and some of those, that's important, because strollers, you might pick up some manure or something like that, you know, and drag it back, put it in your car. And if you haven't been around animals a lot, you know, who knows what you might be allergic to. You know, I married a beautiful woman named Mary, and I took her out to North Dakota, and she never had whole milk in her life. And she drank some whole milk, and boy, she was sick for 2 weeks. So pasteurization and everything, you know, I'm still married, thank the Lord. 47
well,
years.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, you know, so.
You said it, Pat, and that's the truth. But sometimes you got to experience them things in order to build your immune system up. You know,
absolutely. Folks, I know some folks who've been there, they're going to want to know. This is a big thing for them. It certainly is for my younger grandkids. Will you still have the racing pigs and goats and ducks?
That's my favorite.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're down by the WEAU front porch stage. it's kind of behind, it's by the walk-up entrance.
Yes.
When you look at your books that you have, when you get into, there's a map in there, and it showcases, oh, yes, they will be racing crazy.
Selena, you that's just, you were, favorite. I expected, I always expect the nine-year-old to react strongly. I did not expect that from you.
I love that. That's one of my favorite things. And now I did get Emery into it too, because, you know, I love fairs. I love the fair. And I wanted to instill all of that in her also. So, you know, we've gone to the fair, and then by, you know, a couple days or whatever, I said, do you want to go? And then she's like, okay, just to go to the Racing Ducks.
Just for the,
yes. Other days. So, well, that's one, she's like, just for that, and then we'll leave.
Well, look, let's get her more deeply involved. There's the kids' pedal tractor pull. I mean, I'm sure she could.
She's done the tractor pull before.
Has she?
She qualified for the state event one
year. Oh, for goodness sakes. I can't even.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rusty. Tournament. We got a sanctioned tournament, a tractor pull here. So you get sanctioned and you qualify for the state. And that's exactly it. Yeah. You know, it's about those experiences that we can instill upon the public that may not be on the farm. I think that's the biggest thing. And honestly, I'm passionate about what these kids see here that they take with them. I've got a grandson. You know, he was here last year and he sat on Chester, a big draft horse. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Now he's got to have a hat and a boot and everything else. And every horse he sees is named Chester. But that's the impression these kids have. And so it's important that they come and find that new experience. You know, a lot of people say, what's my favorite part of the fair? And my favorite part is watching them, grandpas and grandmas, and the families that are with them. But the kids, the excitement that they get. That's an impression. That's a lasting impression.
It and sure is.
That's the beautiful part of it.
Oh God, is it ever? I can't wait to get over there. And like I said, my one daughter stayed late just to go today before heading back to Idaho. It's her favorite thing to do here. Glad to get her back in Chippewa Falls for that. So we'll be looking for you, Rusty. Selena, thank you as well. Have a wonderful weekend. A great time at the fair for everybody up here in Chippewa. Good to see you guys.
Awesome. Thanks and a lot, guys.
You bet. And Todd Alba is bringing his show up there at noon today. We'll talk to him next. You're up north.
Someday I'll walk out of here again. Yeah, I know somewhere I'll walk out of here again.
But now I'm trapped. Ooh, yeah. We're going to talk about the fair again in just a moment. Todd Alba is going to be at the fairgrounds today, but I picked that particular Bruce Springsteen song because next week, Todd Alba is going to feel trapped within the security perimeter of the Republican National Convention. He is he's going to be our man on the inside next week, telling us all about the many events, those that are planned and those that Lord only knows what's going to happen. That's all part of the convention experience for Mr. Alba, who is at some kind of an undisclosed breakfast or coffee nook somewhere in the Chippewa Valley. Where are you, young man?
Well, Pat, good morning. Good morning to you and Greg and everybody across the state. I am up north. I am here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and I'm at Shift Coffee or Cyclery and Coffee Bar.
Oh, you're at Shift. Here, okay.
About a month ago or so. But with Jay, Matt, and Aaron. So we're back here at Shift. I thought I'd enjoy a little coffee. They have these fantastic, and for those of you in the area, or just drive here for them, look at this. A beautiful, homemade, handheld waffle. These are like crack to me. They're fantastic.
Those little handheld waffles are amazing. Yes. Yeah,
they really are.
Yeah.
So no, I'm here, okay. And just get ready to meet you. And
don't fill up. Don't fill up. You got a lot of fair food ahead of you yet.
Yeah.
All right.
Get stuff on a stick. But yes, I will be at the Republican National Convention next week. Trinity's going to be there as well. And along with Terry Bell, yes, we will be in Panther Arena, which is where kind of all the media, sans your networks like ABC and NBC, they'll be in the Pfizer proper. We'll be across the street in Panther Arena. And we're going, as we like to say, We're going to drink the spotted cow, not the Kool-Aid. So we're going to go down and try to expose the truth a little bit, cover the the lies and give you a flavor for what's going on down there at the RNC.
Well, I think, I don't know if this is the best word, but I'll go with the word perspective. I think that offering perspective is the best thing any media outlet can do there, because there's going to be a push by many, certainly not all, to try to appear more moderate than they really are. And we need that perspective of, well, they say this, but their platform or Project 2025 says that. And so you'll need that perspective. But there will also be plenty of people who are unapologetically extreme. And people, you're going to want to capture what they have to say as well, so that the voters can't say, oh, they wouldn't really do that. Well, yeah, they did. Listen back to what they said at the convention.
As you so often do, Pat, you nailed it. And I think that really is, for me at least, one of the main reasons to go. Because I was listening to Greg, you and Jane yesterday, and Matt and on air. And I think there are people that I know there are people who are like, either I haven't heard of this, or come on, nothing can really be that bad. And so part of it, Pat and Greg, is to yes, go and say, yes, actually, this is the truth. It's not hyperbole to use a Biden word. This is something that we need to let you know about. And I think that the more people know, they're going to be like, that's not quite Wisconsin that I know. And I think it'll give them pause. So, yeah, that's probably a large part of the reason why we're going down.
Okay. And as well, I think it'll be interesting to see the concerns about the lack of economic impact, that it won't live up to what was promised. And again, we don't know that. For all we know, the city does get, you know, a big boost, that all kinds of people do come in. But certainly based on the reservations and other prearrangements, we certainly get the sense that you're going to be talking to some small business owners down there who are going to feel like they were let down for the second time.
Yeah, I hope that's not the case, because that would be the ultimate sad story to me. I know Dan Schaefer at the Recombobulation Area has written about this extensively. And yeah, I mean, it sounds like that's the case, that reservations, bookings are not meeting expectations. That would be very unfortunate and very sad for the small business owners of Milwaukee. I hope, honestly, for them, people do come. I hope they do spend their money locally, but we'll find out.
All right. Well, let's get to the fair then, because apparently I have been roped into some kind of feats of strength or something that have a state fair twist to them. What did you and your listeners decide yesterday?
Trigby Olson came up with this idea. It was spectacular. We had our listeners vote, because you're going to be there. Trigby's going to be there. I'm going to be there. And so we asked the listener. Trigby said we ought to have a competition, a little mini Northern State Fair Olympics, and the loser has to buy the winners beer and bratwurst at the Optimist tent, and all proceeds going to the Optimist for local good causes. So we had the listeners vote on whether it should be the wampum, or what's the whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole.
My sister's sitting next to me, and she's a lot smarter. Not wampum, whack-a-mole. So A, whack-a-mole. B, the lucky duck. That's really a game of chance. And right. C, the water cannon races. The water cannon races won, so we will be way of shooting to a target and see whose horse wins. I understand, Pat Quitelow, you are an expert water cannon shooter. I'm very worried.
I have indeed won stuffed animals for grandkids at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. I was an Olympic medalist in the Montreal Olympics 1976 in the water gun horse race.
I knew the fix was in.
I come prepared for the competition. Are you a Wisconsin State Fair attendee regularly out in West Allis as well?
I would say there were a few years where I went every year, but you know, I go now maybe every 3 years or so. I think it's a great thing just to go for a day. As Rusty was saying in the earlier segment, I'm serious, by the way. I want him on the show today. He's fantastic, because he's so right. It's about the kids and their animals, and you learn about things you know about. You have cream puffs and things on a stick. It's great. And so I go to the West Allis Fair, but honestly, Pat, this will be my first time at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, and I cannot wait.
And it's you again on the road, just taking civic media, being our ambassador.
We love it. It's work, but it's work that we really, really enjoy. And so it's great to be back up north today and joining you and Trigby and Aaron Coreno, our new vice president, will be there today. And I hear tell we are going to give away to people in person that stop by our booth in Building C, as in Kreitlow. No, that's K. C as in cat. In Building C as in cat, we are going to have great tickets for the Freddie Mercury tribute show at Rose State. We're going to give those away for people who come by the booth today, so be listening for that.
Very nice. Can't wait to join you. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of breakfast, and we'll see you up at the fairgrounds.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Bach, we'll see you in a couple hours. Matinee on air. That's the rumor.
That's the truth.
Okay, it's the truth. He can confirm. All right. Thanks, guys, and thank you for joining us. Up North News is the Wisconsin outlet for Courier, a pro-democracy newsroom, a pro-democracy news network, building a more informed, engaged, and representative America. Remember, you can follow us on social media or at upnorthnewswi.com, or follow me on social media as well, or check us out on podcast and listen back later. Thanks for joining us up north on this Wednesday morning. Have a great day.